The midterm elections are now just around the corner.
With less than a week to go to the midterms, there's a bunch of Senate seats at play in deep red states like Indiana, West Virginia, and North Dakota. But no one expected that one of the states at play would be the one the Democrats had been counting on, New Jersey, a state that is traditionally true blue. Incumbent Bob Menendez thought he had shed his baggage after going through a corruption trial that ended in a hung jury. He said he was vindicated, but then came the 2018 midterms and challenger Bob Hugin, who spent his personal millions to keep Menendez's recent past in voters' minds.
In the annals of political ads, it's particularly savage. Republican Senate candidate Bob Hugin accusing Senator Bob Menendez of allegedly having sex with underage prostitutes.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. Today, Battle of the Bobs. Joe Hernandez covers New Jersey politics for us. He's been following this race.
Bob Menendez, he's the son of immigrants, grew up in Union City, which is just outside New York City, very, very Latin American, you know, big Hispanic population
there. I always tell people, if you want to know who I am, you got to know where I came from. And as someone who is the son of political refugees who grew up poor in a tenement, first of my family to go to college.
How did he start in politics?
There was an issue on the local level, and he decided to get involved, and he ran for, I believe it was school board. This was age 19, something like that.
As a senior in high school, I was told that I could be in the senior honors program, but I had to pay for the books. I didn't have $200 for the books, so I couldn't understand for the life of me if I had the ability and the grades and not the money that I'd be barred in a public high school from being in the honors program. So I created such a ruckus that they gave me the books, told me to shut up, and put me in the honors program. And so that's why I started a petition drive when I was 19 to change my school board, succeeded in putting that petition drive on the ballot, passed the referendum, and then ran for the first school board elections in my hometown at the age of 21.
So then he was a state politician for a long time, and then he became a congressman.
So he was actually appointed to replace John Corzine when Corzine ran for governor, right?
Right. Now he's running for his third term, what would be his third term in the Senate.
So for the past several years, Bob Menendez has had to deal with this trial that has been hanging over his head.
Yeah. So he was indicted by the Justice Department when President Obama was still in office. So this is Obama's Justice Department for corruption.
New Jersey's senior senator was defiant last night in the face of a 22-count indictment that says he solicited and accepted extravagant gifts from Florida doctor Salomon Melgen.
In exchange for helping Melgen with some government issues. So prosecutors said that he helped Melgen's girlfriends get visas, that he helped Melgen with a port security contract he had in Latin America, and that he helped Melgen with a Medicare dispute having to do with medicine and how he could be reimbursed by the government. They said Menendez was Melgen's personal U.S. senator.
So what's the outcome of the trial for Bob Menendez?
Well, Menendez can rest easy now. The trial ended in a mistrial. About 10 members of the jury later, you know, spoke publicly and said that they couldn't find him guilty of the charges. They said the government didn't really show in their eyes that these two guys were trading one thing for another.
So he has this really emotional press conference.
The way this case started was wrong. The way it was investigated was wrong. The way it was prosecuted was wrong. And the way it was tried was wrong as well. I forgive you.
It was really emotional.
To those who embraced me in my darkest moment, I love you. To those New Jerseyans who gave me the benefit of the doubt, I thank you.
So he starts his campaign for the midterms. And despite what happened at the trial, New Jersey is still solidly blue, solidly Democratic. And so Menendez is up in the polls, and he thinks he's in the clear, but not quite.
No. You know, they started the campaign. They had put the trial behind them. They said, we're going to move forward now. But then they got to the primary election, and Menendez was running against an unknown challenger, basically, a woman named Lisa McCormick.
Being around all the things that are wrong today, it's not enough for me to sit home and complain about him.
Who wasn't really in politics at all at the time. And she got 38% of the vote to Menendez's 62%.
So unknown?
Yeah.
I care about people. I care about my son. I care about future. I care about the planet. It's not enough just to complain.
Someone who hadn't spent...
I have to tell you, Joe, I live in Jersey. I didn't even know her name.
And why would you?
Told me
I mean,
that.
She hadn't spent a lot of money. She hadn't really been out there. And Menendez obviously has the support of the whole Democratic Party behind him in New Jersey.
Right.
And a lot of people read that as voters sending Bob Menendez a message that we saw what happened and it left a bad taste in our mouths after the trial.
And if that wasn't enough, Lisa McCormick snatching 40% of the vote, here comes Bob Hugin.
I've been working since I was 8.5 years old, and I've never stopped working.
Bob, too.
Yeah, Bob, too.
He went to Princeton, and then he joined the Marines.
Even then, I knew how blessed I was and how fortunate I was that I should give back and do something bigger than myself. And after Princeton, I joined the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps offered me a 2.5-year obligation, and I stayed for 7 years on active duty, 7 years in the reserves after that.
A former pharmaceutical executive worked at a company called Celgene in Summit, New Jersey. Hadn't been involved in politics, really, other than having donated to politicians' campaigns, including Donald Trump, Chris Christie, and many others, and made millions of dollars at Celgene, became very wealthy, and then when he decided to run for Senate this year, was willing to use that wealth, to use that money to self-fund his campaign.
It wasn't my plan in life to be running for this office, but my wife and I, frankly, were morally offended that my opponent was going to be reelected virtually unopposed if we didn't step in.
Hugin got in really early and went really hard at Menendez.
It's unanimous. Democrat and Republican senators found Bob Menendez broke federal law.
Menendez illegally accepted private plane travel, luxury Caribbean vacations, a trip to a family.
These ads started appearing really early and really frequently on TV in the Philadelphia market and the New York market, two of the most expensive in the country. New York being the most expensive in the country.
75% of the population watches New York television, the number one most expensive media market in the country.
I talked to a professor at Rowan University, a guy named Ben Dworkin, about this.
25% of the population in southern New Jersey watches Philadelphia television, the fourth most expensive media market in the country. So if you want to reach people on network television, if you want your ad on the Today Show, you've got to run it in both New York and Philadelphia in order to reach everybody statewide. That's an extremely expensive proposition.
But Hugin had millions of dollars ready to go so he could do it, whereas the Menendez campaign seemed like their strategy was to wait a little later in the campaign, start the ads a little bit later, and, you know, get a little bit more bang for their buck.
Now, you know, Joe, you and I are journalists, so we are paid to keep up on this kind of stuff. But there's an ad that's running in Jersey that frankly makes Menendez sound like a boogeyman.
To trust women.
What a hypocrite. What about the underage girls who accused you, according to the FBI?
New Jersey's Bob Menendez is being forced to deny allegations of engaging with prostitutes.
Sex with underage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic.
It says that he's on trial for corruption, that the case involves selling underage girls into prostitution. You would think he's convicted, and for some reason he's not in jail.
Right.
How can he get away with that?
That's a good question. The ads really cherry pick sentences or parts of sentences from documents filed by the FBI and in court about Menendez's trial, including one that says Menendez engaged with underage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. Where that accusation actually comes from is an anonymous emailer who reached out to the FBI.
Here's an FBI sworn affidavit with very specific allegations and corroborating evidence.
Well, the affidavit says a person emailed the FBI anonymously and made this claim.
No. Multiple people.
The reason campaigns, modern campaigns, use negative ads is because that's what we remember. Nobody remembers the positive ad of you walking on the beach in khaki pants and a white shirt and having a dog run up to you and lick your hands. Those kinds of things get done all the time, but people rarely remember them.
Bob Hugin has also been criticized for his dealings as CEO of Celgene. What were some of the criticisms?
I think the main one probably revolves around this cancer drug Revlimid, which is really their blockbuster cancer drug, and the price of it doubled in less than 10 years. And, you know, Hugin says, yes, the price doubled. There have been price increases, but
the increase in research spending was 37% a year during the exact same time. Created thousands of high-paying, high-tech jobs in New Jersey, which is not easy to do.
The company has also recently settled a whistleblower lawsuit that said it advertised two of its drugs for uses that were not approved by the FDA. Greedy drug company CEO Bob Hugin, who gouged cancer patients. I mean, that's not my wording. That's how they phrase it.
Greedy drug company CEO Republican Bob Hugin sides with Trump to hold us back.
So he's portraying himself as a moderate Republican. Menendez is saying, look at the totality of his service and what he's done. Has asked for forgiveness, but it really comes down to the voters, Joe.
Well, I think Menendez is a criminal, and I like the other guy better.
I have to say he disappoints me in his decision-making and his personal life and how it spilled into the political arena.
I'm not so sure about Bob Menendez, but I just know that I'm all just about like the Democratic Party because I really feel like we definitely need to get 45 out of office, to be honest with you.
So what do you see this election coming down to?
New Jersey has not elected a Republican senator in, I think, 40 years. Given, you know, what we saw with polls in the presidential election.
Yeah, I was just
who
thinking
knows?
That.
Yeah.
Who knows? Well, we'll just leave it there then. Joe, thank you for coming in.
You got it.
WHYY reporter Joe Hernandez. As of Wednesday, the day we recorded this, most polls showed Menendez holding a narrow lead. And that's it for the show. The Y is produced by Shai Ben Yaakov and myself and distributed by WHYY in Philadelphia. We had production help this week from Mike Villers and engineering help from Al Banks and Diana Martinez. The news director is Eugene Son, and the assistant news director is Katie Colinari. John Musoni is assistant vice president of news and civic dialogue, and Sandra Clark is vice president of news and civic dialogue. Special thanks to intern Kelsey Hansen and Ish Quintero, who wrote our theme music. Follow me on Twitter at AnnetteJH and download The Y wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.